Winnie the World loves Ethiopia.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. Are you here to tell us that there was blue donkeys on Noah's Ark?
The country I'm going to tell you about today is connected to Noah's Ark, and this country also has blue donkeys.
Blue donkeys? How is all this connected to the same country?
Well, Noah had a son named Ham. After the big flood, Ham went and settled in Ethiopia.
Where is Ethiopia located?
Ethiopia is located in the Horn of East Africa. This part of Africa juts out like a rhinoceros's horn. Ethiopia is almost as big as Alaska.
So some of Noah's descendants settled in Ethiopia. There is also a legend that the kings of Ethiopia are descendants from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. But what about the blue donkeys?
The people in Ethiopia use donkeys to carry things when they are traveling. In the capital city, large blue vans called blue donkeys provide bus service.
No, so blue donkeys are actually taxis.
That's right. There weren't any real blue donkeys on Noah's Ark.
With so much Bible history in Ethiopia, there must be lots of Christians, right?
I'm afraid not. In fact, for many years, we didn't even have missionaries there because lots of terrible things happened in Ethiopia.
What kinds of things, Winnie?
A very bad civil war was going on, and lots of people were being killed. A terrible famine also hit Ethiopia, and over 1 million people died from starvation. For many years, the communist government would not allow people to worship God, go to church, or read a Bible.
You're right, Winnie. Terrible things have been happening in this country. It sounds as if these people need Jesus and the help and love that he gives.
Today, a new government is in control, and the people are free to worship God. We now have missionaries and more than 300 churches. A Bible school has been opened to train new pastors. Revival has been happening, and many people are becoming Christians.
It's always exciting to hear how God is moving, even in places where it's hard to preach the gospel. The Bible says that not everyone will listen, but we must still tell them the truth of God's love and let the Holy Spirit touch their hearts.
Only God can soften a hardened heart and open it to His love. Half of the people in Ethiopia are kids. These kids need someone to tell them about Jesus. A whole country can be changed by reaching the kids.
Has BGMC helped Ethiopia?
Oh, yes. BGMC helped to translate and print training and discipleship materials. BGMC helped with textbooks and library books at the Bible school. And BGMC has provided children's ministries equipment and sports equipment to reach kids.
Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and for sharing with us about the country that is connected to Noah's Ark. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever you see a picture of Noah's Ark or of a donkey, remember to pray for the people of Ethiopia and for our missionaries there. Sing with me as I go. Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus.